The next patient is Josh Rabido. I'm going to spell the last name. R like in Roger, A like in Alpha, B like in Beta, I like in India, D like in Delta, E like in Echo, A like in Alpha, U like in Uniform. George. Number one, this is the clinical case of an 81-year-old white male that is following in the practice because of the presence of CKD stage 3A. The patient has nephrosclerosis associated to arterial hypertension and hyperlipidemia. This patient has some component of cardiorenal syndrome. He has severe coronary disease, has had several episodes of congestive heart failure. At the present time, the patient knows how to treat the fluid overload. He has remained in a body weight of 165 pounds. The blood pressure has been under control, and the laboratory workup has shown that the serum creatinine remains to be 1.6, the BUN61, and estimated GFR is 37. I have to point out that the BUN and creatinine ratio is elevated, most likely associated to the administration of diuretics and the fact that he is fluid restricted. Period. In other words, I think that the real GFR is around 40, between 45 and 50 mLs per minute. The patient doesn't have any activity in the urinary segment. There is no evidence of proteinuria. Number two, coronary artery disease. The patient hasn't had any relapse in the congestive heart failure. He knows how to deal with the body weight and the administration of fluids, as well as the fluid intake. Following number, the patient has coronary artery disease, status post PCIs period. The patient is followed by Dr. Sankar, S-A-N-K-A-R. Following number, hyperlipidemia, that is managed by the administration of statins. Following number, hypothyroidism and replacement therapy. Following number, the patient has a history of gout. He has been taking allopurinol. The The determination of the uric acid will be ordered. The current level is 4.3 milligrams per cent. Following number, the patient continues with a hemoglobin of 10.9. The iron saturation is 24%. The patient needs to continue taking the iron PO. Fairly, the patient is in a stable condition. We're going to reevaluate the case in 6 months. Period paragraph, we spend 7 minutes of the time interpreting the laboratory workup. In the face-to-face, 12 minutes. In the documentation, 5 minutes.